The shit's chess, it ain't checkers.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
You think you're big time?
What up, everybody? It's your boy, the DRD. Welcome back to another brand new episode. If you're new here, what I do is review your favorite movies and TV series, past or present, under 30 minutes or less. Now let's get to it. Let me get a bomb drop. Today's episode is another TV series, a brand new TV series that you can find on Amazon Prime Video, and it is none other than Fallout. This, as you know, has many directors and writers, and this was created by Graham Wagner and Geneva Robertson-Wirtz. And the top cast goes as follows: Ella Purnell as Lucy McLean, Aaron Moulton as Maximus, Walton Goggins as Cooper and or the ghoul, Moises Arias as Norm McLean, Leslie Uggams as Betty Pearson, Zach Cherry as Woody Thomas, Annabelle O'Hagan as Stephanie, Dave Register as Chad, Sarita Shahardi as Lee Moldaver, and we got many more. This show ranges from 8 episodes, and they all are pretty much like a little, some of them are like over an hour, exactly an hour. Shortest is like 45 minutes. And basically, if you haven't noticed, this is a video adaptation of the game Fallout. And basically what Fallout is, it's set in the future of a post-apocalyptic Los Angeles that was brought to a nuclear decimation. And the citizens that live in it must seek refuge underground in bunkers known as vaults, where they protect themselves from the radiation from the surface, along with its mutants and bandits and all kinds of other things. Now, I have to say that this show caught my attention because, yes, I am aware of Fallout. Shout out to my boy Pat, because he used to always play those video games, and I used to watch him play that. I never got involved in them. I don't know. I guess they didn't caught my attention back then. But this franchise has been around since like the late 90s, and now they got their own show, you know. And as you guys know, this ain't the first one, because like I did review another one a while back, as you guys know, The Last of Us, which is another video adaptation. And I was like, wow, I was wowed by that because I didn't know what to expect. It was like a brand new thing. I took it more like a show than it was a video game adaptation. And Fallout was the same vibe here. I ain't had no knowledge of it, but in a way I feel like it played to my liking, because this turned out to be a very interesting show. Now I gotta say, like, it focuses on these three characters. You got Lucy McLean, you got Cooper Howard, aka the Ghoul, and you got Maximus. Three different lives. Lucy is a vault dweller that resides in Vault 33. And Vault 33 is in community with Vault 32 and 31. There are numerous vaults out there, and they happen to be placed there, and they never seen what the surface is like. They just know that it's been decimated by radiation, by the bombs, by all our war of nuclear. And yeah, they've just been there for hundreds and hundreds of years. But it's very interesting how they get like unraveling in the story of how that came about. Now normally, guys, I'll be spoiling the shit out of things, but man, this show is so damn good, like I don't even want to spoil anything. Like, I'm gonna give you bits and pieces of each character and just give you my input, like, of how good the storyline is, because I was just like, wow, like the way they just tied in everything, like the time jumps. Sometimes some episodes you when they look at this character, Cooper Howard, like they go back in time because it's like pre-nuclear decimation. And then when they go in the future, he's like the ghoul, a whole different person. And he's like trying to just seek, not revenge, but like get more clarity of where is his family. And that will unravel too. Let's see, what else? And Maximus is like a soldier that is under the Brotherhood, and they have knights, and knights have like these crazy strong heavy armor, like with crazy artillery and amazing strength, and you see all kinds of crazy shit go on there too. It's like it gives you like a very vibe of like futuristic, like type of vibe, but also like in a weird way, like when the ghouls introduces like very gunslinger, like Wild Wild West type of thing, like that. Like it's crazy. Like I like this, all these styles. Like it's incorporated in all three of these characters, and you take them on this journey and you get to know who they are and what they're about. The other thing too is like I'll be browsing on Prime Video, and I think like the advertisement I think I saw was that, oh, they were like showcasing that it was directed by Jonathan Nolan, who obviously is the brother of Christopher Nolan, another great director. And I know that Jonathan Nolan did his thing with my other favorite show, Westworld, sadly got canceled, but man, the effort that was put in there. I mean, he only did the first three episodes of Fallout, but let me tell you, those were some strong, solid episodes. Not to mention, they were all were. I love the way it ended, by the way. It was such a crazy cliffhanger that made you just want more, but you were like satisfied with it. And I think I love this element of it being a video game adaptation that you don't even know about. Like, because it's just like, to you, it's just like, yo, it's like a clean slate. It's a new show. And it's just up to you if you want to like watch it or not. And I have to say, I strongly, strongly recommend this show. Like, if you gave the chance to, Last of Us, then you gotta try this. Like, you won't be disappointed. This is like, yeah, it's a little different from that. Like, they kind of do the same. Like, they go back and forth in time, and they show like a future now and then back then. Like, I mean, this one's a very drastic jump because it's 200 years plus, but they explain how that happens. Like, it's crazy. There's like a lot of mystery that goes on in the vaults. It's a lot of mystery that's like goes on in the surface and how people are mutated, and there's like a resistance that occurred, and people who you get to discover like who started the nuclear war and like all that good stuff. And it's just amazing, guys. Like, I remember, I think with The Last of Us, I rated it pretty highly. Like, I don't know if it was a 9 or a 10, but let me tell you, my rating for this show would be a 9 out of 10. I mean, I was kind of more inclined to give it a full 10, but I still think a 9 is still good. I mean, for me to give it a full on 10, like, it just, I mean, there's nothing really wrong with it, really, right? Like, it's hard. Like, when you don't find nothing wrong, like, nothing to nitpick at it, like, it's just, like, there's no gap, and, like, there's no, like a plot hole in there or anything. Like, everything's nice. Like, and if something doesn't seem clear, it's because something's going to get explained in the next season, which I'm pretty sure they're going to get renewed for, because, man, like, it's just amazing. Like, you just guys got to check it out. Like, I know this is, like, for me, I know I could blab about it more if I wanted to, but I don't want to spoil it, so that's why this episode will be short. But I really recommend it, to check it out. It's on Prime Video. If you have that subscription, check it out. But that's all I got for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. every Sunday with me. Be on the lookout for the next episode and check out my social media at The RD Show, all in one word. And I'm out of here. Peace.